Hey friends, we're here in the final week of our series, Essentials. We all have essentials we need when it comes to living life with resilience, right? We need hope, wisdom, and friends to help us get back up and keep going. And today we land on another important aspect of resilience. But before we get into that though, let me ask you something. Do any of you have a phrase people say that just, I don't know, enrages you? I'm not talking about an insult or something rude. I mean a normal everyday phrase that, you know, shouldn't be a big deal, but it makes you want to scream. Maybe for you, it's calm down. And you're like, yeah, wow, I've never tried that before. Or maybe for you, it's don't take it personally. This is usually after someone says something extremely rude and you're like, how else am I supposed to take this? Here's my least favorite of all. Just relax. Usually this one, yeah, it's set in the middle of complete chaos. And I feel like if I relax, everything will fall apart. After hearing someone tell me to relax, not only am I not relaxed, I'm also quite angry. Let's be honest, calming down, not taking things personal, relaxing, like they're not necessarily easy things to do. And that's especially true when we're facing difficult situations. Often, we feel like we have to suck it up and keep going. But sure, in some ways, might be how we try to control the situation. Like, we believe that our activity is what will keep things from spiraling out of control. Maybe you've thought something like, if I stop now, I don't know what will happen. If I'm not working on this, something is going to go really wrong. Or like, man, I have to show up so I don't miss out. These are easy traps to fall into because sometimes those things, though, they are true. We do need to step up. We need to put in some effort. We need to put in time and energy. And sometimes, yes, we will miss out if we don't show up. But is that how it is or should be all the time? Yeah, this is why it can be so irritating for some of us when we're told to relax, especially when we don't know how. At times like these, I just want to tell them, like, if I knew how to relax, don't you think I'd be doing that? And instead, we find ways to distract ourselves. Maybe you start to doom scroll on your phone or find something to help you simply zone out for a while, but you don't feel any better after, do you? Then you've got the pressure to keep grinding and keep hustling that comes from school, social media, friends, and family. And it can be easy to feel like the rest is totally worthless or worse, bad for you. Believe it or not, all of that has to do with resilience. Because we might be wondering, if resilience is the willingness to get back up and grow stronger from challenges and setbacks, does that mean resilience says I can never rest? Does it mean that no matter what, I just need to keep hustling? You know, it's easy to find ourselves in a place where we believe that's exactly what's needed. Is it? And how does following Jesus change how we practice resilience and experience rest? There's a psalm that can help us answer those questions. Remember, the book of Psalms is a collection of prayers, songs, poems, and they all express the full range of emotions anyone can experience. Like the whole book is filled with examples of what it looks like when people are honest with God and hold nothing back. If you want to find the words for what you're feeling, the book of Psalms is a great place to start. Psalms can help us grow in wisdom too, if we can apply what we learn from them to our lives. The Psalm we're looking at today was written by David. You might have heard of him before. David was the shepherd who ended up killing the giant Goliath and would eventually become king of Israel. And I have a feeling that this Psalm can help us think differently about rest and the role it plays in helping us stay resilient. All right, so this is Psalm 23. I would love if you would read along with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Some of you might have heard this passage before, but let's take a second to break down what it means for us, especially in terms of rest. So David started out by saying that the Lord is his shepherd. Remember, David was a shepherd himself, so he knew what he was talking about. A shepherd's job is to take care of their sheep, to make sure they have everything they need to survive. So if God is our shepherd, we can assume that means God will take care of us and make sure we have all that we need. As David said, with God, we lack nothing, right? So in verse 1, we read, I have all that I need. You know, it can be easy sometimes to think about all the things we don't have that we want. And here, David is kind of saying, you know, with God, I have everything. There's a truth that he's holding on to. No matter what he's facing, because he has God, he has everything he needs to face what he's going through, which could be like strength, wisdom, peace, or love. In verse 2, we read that God leads him to rest. Rest is the key. Rest is an act of trust and an act of resilience. We talked about control earlier. You know, sometimes rest is scary because it means we're letting go of control. When we choose to follow God's lead into rest, we're saying that we trust God with what happens and allow God to be in control. We're resisting the pressure to keep hustling and pushing. We're resisting the need to be in control. And then in verse 3, we read that God renews his strength. That's the thing, right? Like on the other side of real rest, we can find a renewed strength. Maybe you're able to think more clearly. Maybe you can see things from a different perspective, or maybe your physical strength returns. There is also a renewal that happens when God gives us rest and strength. It's not that the problems get easier to solve, but when we rest, we find a strength that only God can supply. Next, we see God is with him. David says that when he's in the darkest valley, God is with him. See, God's presence is not limited to the good times. God is with us even in the tough times, even when it seems like God's not there. God is always with us. You know, in another psalm, God is described like this. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. You know, finally, in verse 6, we read, God's goodness and unfailing love will pursue him. God is not in some far-off place playing an impossible game of tag. No, God is running towards you, offering love and goodness. It's always available because God is always making it available. Now, here's what this means. Like, you don't have to strive to earn God's love or goodness. You don't have to hustle to experience God's love or to keep it. God wants to be in a relationship with you. What would it be like for you to remember these things when you're going through something tough? To remember that God is providing for you, leading you to rest, renewing your strength, and pursuing you with love. Now, I don't know about you, but man, those are great things to remember because of all that God is offering, you can rest. You can rest because of who God is. You can rest while trusting that God will provide. Rest and ask God to renew your strength. You can rest by remembering God is with you. So think about it. What would it look like for you to rest? You know, rest is something we have to be intentional about. It's not just gonna happen. And it's so much more than just getting a good sleep at night or zoning out, scrolling your socials. In fact, I would say if you've rested, but you're not feeling refreshed, you might want to rethink the choices you're making around how you rest. Instead of watching a movie, you may need to rest by taking a walk. You may need to rest by doing something productive to get your mind off what's troubling you. There are all sorts of different kinds of rest that are helpful for different situations. Rest is also not reserved for tough situations. It's a gift from God that everyone can enjoy. So even if you're sitting there thinking, like, life is great right now, even for you, learn how to rest, because it might not always be that way. Here's some things we can do to make sure our rest is actually restful. Take a breath. Sometimes you may find yourself in a situation where rest looks like breathing. You can't go take a nap immediately, but you can pay attention to how you're breathing. Sometimes in a moment when things are really stressful, when anxiety feels like it's taking hold of you, regulating your breathing can help. Pay attention to the way you're breathing. This forces you to slow down and be present. So consider this. Take a few moments to take some deep breaths and pray short prayers or recite part of a psalm on every exhale and every inhale. It could go something like this. I can rest because God is with me. You could also try taking a walk. Hey, get up from wherever you are and take a walk. Can you get away from the hustle and noise of your life for just a few minutes? Moving your body, changing your location, and giving yourself a chance to refocus can be so helpful in getting rest. You don't need to walk miles, like just literally get up, go outside, and go for a quick walk. Maybe go down the street, go to a park, a local store, neighborhood bodega, or walk the dog. Just give yourself a chance to clear your mind and invite God on the walk with you. Okay, I get it, that might sound strange, but seriously, as you walk, talk to God and tell God what's on your mind and why you're feeling restless. Next, take a break. No, seriously, stop what you're doing and take a break. The first step in resting is stopping. Stopping our work, putting a stop to our thinking, plotting, planning, trying to figure things out. Stopping is first because it's sometimes the hardest part. This is where trust comes in. Do we trust God enough to actually stop, to let go of control so we can really rest? What do you need to take a break from today? All right, that's a lot. And it might be hard, but can I promise you the rest is worth it? Real rest is what will help give you the strength to keep pushing on with resilience. You can rest. And the reason we can rest is because God is with us. If we want to be able to remain resilient, then we need to make rest an essential part of our lives with God. Or to say it another way, you can't be resilient unless you rest. When we rest, we experience renewal and connect with God. When you head to small groups, think about this question. What would it look like for you to rest this week?